My name is Ben Hitchcock.
And I'm Piper Keys.
And I'm Nicole Schultz. And today we're going to be talking about the Aztecs and the sacrifices they made and why they made them. Also the culture and life of the Aztecs.
In the Aztec Empire, their religion played a big part in the culture and living in the Aztec life. They believed the sacrifice would please the gods because they sacrificed themselves, and all bad weather and crops would be infected because of sacrifice.
The Aztecs believed if they were to sacrifice themselves or their children, it would bring happiness and good weather and better crops. And also, they believed that the gods sacrificed themselves for humans, so they feel the need to pay them back.
Also, the Aztecs have belief in religious ceremonies, and they had specific things with doing the sacrifices. They would lay them on the stone rib. Their hearts while still bleeding and cut their heads off and throw it off the pyramid and then sometimes throw the bodies. They would also do the animals at times too.
Most of the sacrifices they made were people from other towns and places they had taken over. They would line them up in there. They would also use slaves for sacrifice. They believed as long as there was bloodshed, it was all okay and there was good things to come.
The Aztecs are found in central Mexico. They made their own islands and or a chinopa floating islands made of mud from the bottom of the river, which they grew and made a civilized place in the water because they believed where an eagle lands on a cactus, it is a chosen place. So they made a town in the swamps. It is on the shore of Texcoco. It is a 5 square miles of man-made islands.
They always needed more people since on average they sacrificed almost 5 people a day, but the Aztecs actually had their own people to sacrifice to. They had a population of 2,500 that lived in Tenochtitlan and 1,500 more than 4 times population in London at the time.
Even though sacrifice was the answer to everything, they believed that religion and pleasing gods was all they needed in life because they prayed to gods because they believed that there was gods for everything, but they had lots of beliefs that were not normal. All of it was made up from stories.
The Aztecs were also a big tribe. They didn't worry about other tribes around them. They made offers with them if they give them stuff or people to sacrifice. Then they would not fight or worry about them.
But the Spanish heard about all the stuff and gold and metals and resources. They also had, and they wanted it, so they got on their ships and they tried taking over. The Aztecs thought they were a god in their ships, and they thought each other's stuff was amazing.
But then the Spanish took the Aztecs hostage, making the Aztec people panic and give up their stuff, and their empire will die if they gave all they had, but they still killed their empire, leaving them in a panic. Since the Spanish had so much technology like guns and gunpowder, and they thought they were amazing and magical, and they must invite them and show them all their stuff.
After the Spanish had taken over the Aztec Empire, mostly everyone had died. This had happened because when the Spanish came over, they also brought diseases that Aztecs had never been exposed to, which caused a large proportion of the Aztecs to get very ill and eventually die.
The Aztecs disappeared for many years. Nobody knew about them, and the Mexico City was built right over it, and they took it all down, and they never heard from it again until they found stones of religion under Mexico City, and they dug it up and realized what they have unfolded and discovered.
In the end, this is how the Aztecs lived, also about how they made the sacrifices. Overall, the life of the Aztecs was complicated, and there was many different phases in what the Aztecs had to go through.